Special treatment. The term special treatment, Sonderbehandlung, is supposed to have been one of the code words for gassing. When it is said that N Jews in a transport to Auschwitz were gassed, and that this is according to some German record or document, it is the case that the word Sonderbehandlung is being interpreted as meaning gassing. The documents in question are two in number, and are printed, not reproduced from originals, in a 1946 publication of the Polish government. Both documents are said to be signed by an SS Lieutenant Schwartz. They state that from several Jewish transports from Breslau and Berlin to Auschwitz in March 1943, a certain fraction of Jews were selected for labor, and that the remainder were Sonderbehandelt. As far as I know, these documents are not Nuremberg documents. The originals, if they exist, which I am not denying, are in Polish archives. On account of this relatively well-publicized interpretation of the term Sonderbehandlung, Cohen thinks that he has read SB in the notes made in the Auschwitz I hospital, but it is likely that he misread NB, not Birkenau, to Birkenau. There exists a document, apparently genuine, from the Gestapo District Headquarters Dusseldorf, which specifies the manner in which executions of certain offending foreign workers were to be carried out, and which uses the term Sonderbehandlung as meaning execution. There is also a document, put into evidence at Eichmann's trial, which referred to the execution of three Jews as Sonderbehandlung. Thus, it seems correct that, in certain contexts, the term meant execution, but it is at least equally certain that its meaning was no more univocal in the SS than the meaning of special treatment is in English-speaking countries. There is completely satisfactory evidence of this. At the IMT trial, prosecutor Amen led Kaltenbrunner, under cross-examination, into conceding that the term might have meant execution as ordered by Himmler. Then, in an attempt to implicate Kaltenbrunner personally in Sonderbehandlung, Amen triumphantly produced a document which presents Kaltenbrunner as ordering Sonderbehandlung for certain people. Amen wanted Kaltenbrunner to comment on the document without reading it, and there was an angry exchange in this connection, but Kaltenbrunner was finally allowed to read the document, and he then quickly pointed out that the Sonderbehandlung referred to in the document was for people at Winzerstube and at Walzertraum, that these two establishments were fashionable hotels which quartered intern notables, and that Sonderbehandlung in their cases meant such things as permission to correspond freely and to receive parcels, a bottle of champagne per day, etc. Paul Yakov reproduces some documents which show that Sonderbehandlung had yet another meaning within the SS. The documents deal with procedures to be followed in the event of the pregnancies, caused by illegal sexual intercourse involving Polish civilian workers and war prisoners. A racial examination was held to decide between abortion and quote-unquote Germanization of the baby, adoption by a German family. The term Sonderbehandlung was a reference either to the Germanization or to the abortion. In addition, at Eichmann's trial, some documents were put into evidence which dealt with the treatment of 91 children from Lidice, Bohemia Moravia. These children had been orphaned by the reprisals, which had been carried out at Lidice after Heydrich's assassination. A certain number were picked out for Germanization, and the remainder were sent to the Displaced Persons Center in Wuch, Litzmannstadt, operated by the RU-SHA. The commander of the center, Krumi, regarded the children as a special case within the center, to be given Sonderbehandlung while at the center. The term or its equivalent, eine gesonderte Behandlung, was also used in the Foreign Office in connection with special categories of prisoners of war, such as priests. It is only to a person not accustomed to the German language that the term Sonderbehandlung sounds like it stands for some very special concept. For a German, however, the term is as diverse in possible application as special treatment is in English. Himmler commented somewhat unclearly on Sonderbehandlung when he examined the Chorherr report, documents NO 5193 through 5198. Chorherr was the chief SS statistician, and thus, in late 1942 and early 1943, he prepared a report for Himmler on the situation regarding European Jews. In March 1943, he reported that a total of 1,873,594 Jews of various nationalities had been subjected to a program of evacuation, with a parenthetical note, quote, including Theresienstadt and including Sonderbehandlung, unquote. The report also gave numbers of Jews in ghettos in Theresienstadt, Wuch and the general government, the number in concentration camps, and the number in German cities on account of a special status conferred for economic reasons. It was also remarked that, from 1933 to December 31, 1942, 27,347 Jews had died in German concentration camps. After Himmler examined the report, he informed Chorherr through Brandt that the term Sonderbehandlung should not be used in the report, and that transport to the east should be specified. Nevertheless, the document, as it has come to us, uses the term in the way indicated. The document gives no hint how the term should be interpreted but, because it occurs in such a way that it is linked with Theresienstadt, it is obviously fair to interpret it in a favorable sense, as a reference to some sort of favored treatment. In a document said to be initialed by Himmler, he wrote shortly that he regarded the, quote, report as general purpose material for later times, and especially for camouflage purposes, unquote. What was to be camouflaged is not indicated in the document, but, at his trial, Eichmann testified that after the Stalingrad disaster, January 1943, the German government quickened the pace of the deportations for camouflage reasons, meaning to reassure the German people that everything was okay out there. Himmler specified that the Chorherr report was not to be made public at the moment, but the camouflage remark could still be interpreted in the sense in which Eichmann suggested. Eichmann's statement was not in connection with the Chorherr report. Other documents are 003L, a letter by SS General Kotzmann, speaking of 434,329 resettled Jews of southern Poland as having been Sonderbehandelt, and NO-246, a letter from Artur Greiser to Himmler dated May 1, 1942, referring to the Sonderbehandlung of about 100,000 Jews in the Wartegau, part of annexed Poland, to be completed within 2 to 3 months. Greiser was sentenced to death by a Polish court on July 20, 1946, despite the intervention of the Pope on his behalf. There is also a letter by Loza, which is discussed on page 261. Summarizing the situation with respect to documents which speak of Sonderbehandlung, we may say that, while one can certainly raise questions regarding the authenticity of the relevant documents, it is nevertheless the case that even if all of the relevant documents are assumed authentic, they do not require an extermination interpretation of those that apply to Auschwitz. That the term Sonderbehandlung had more than one meaning within one agency of the German government is not very peculiar. For example, I understand that, within the Central Intelligence Agency, termination can mean execution or assassination in certain contexts. However, the term obviously could also be applied to the dismissal of a typist for absenteeism. The point in paragraph 7 of the Hus affidavit about endeavoring, quote, to fool the victims into thinking that they were to go through a delousing process, unquote, is of course a logical one, because anybody on entering a German camp went through a delousing process such as Hus described in the affidavit and in his testimony, disrobe, shave, shower. Again, we are offered a fact for dual interpretation.